Welcome to the Pearl House Podcast. I'm Courtney Buller, joined with Clara Brown, the one and only. How are you, Clara?
I'm good. How are you, Courtney?
I'm doing good. I can't believe it's the end of April.
I know. April has been a busy month for us.
It has been a busy month. So we just came off of two events.
Yes, and they went wonderfully. And we're so happy for all of the support we got during them. But I'm tired.
Yeah, we need a nap. Yeah, we do need a nap.
But worth it.
I will say, don't you feel like you kind of gained a little energy just from all the people that were there and just the excitement, everyone, the new donors we now have with Pearl House? It's very exciting.
It is very exciting. I think you and I are the only ones that actually get energy from all the events that we have.
I love a good party.
It's like Christmas morning.
Okay, so tell us who our story is from today.
So today we're hearing from another former intern, Brecken, and I'm excited to hear her story and what she has to say about Pearl House.
And I love because we get to hear it straight from her voice. So take a listen.
My name is Brecken Horton, and in the summer of 2016, I was an intern at the Pearl House. Getting to watch the girls lead, learn, and encourage one another was a gift I will forever be grateful to have received. Some of my favorite memories were made sitting in a circle with the Pearls, shelling peas, singing, or wringing out clothes. That summer, the Pearls had just moved into what was at the time the new house, and there was not yet a well on the property. Due to a burst water pipe in the area, there were a couple of weeks we had to conserve water for showering and cleaning. After a few days of taking showers with about as much water as can fill an Eskimo Joe's cup, the sky opened up and rain poured for the first time all summer, right as the Pearls were arriving home from school. Before they were even near enough for me to see them, I could hear the Pearls shrieking with excitement. Within seconds, they were running to the backyard, fetching buckets and massive bowls, placing them outside on the ground and under the gutters. Soon, excited feet scurried up the stairs, and half a dozen girls returned with body wash and shampoo in hand. It was a hilarious sight. Fully clothed huddles of girls were standing under the rainwater with massive smiles on their faces, as if the stream, steadily falling off the roof, were an installation at a water park. The joy was palpable. We all joined in on the fun, and that night, there was an abundance of prayers, thanking God for the rain.
So I will definitely say that the Pearls have a more positive reaction to rain in Ghana than I did.
Do you not have a very positive reaction?
No. Every time it rained, I would slip and fall in the mud, and the Pearls thought it was hilarious. And for me, it just meant I had a lot of laundry to do.
Did that happen often?
Yes. They would get very concerned about me if it was raining. They said, Auntie Clara, do we need to walk with you? And I've been told now that even when it rains, they just laugh. They'll say my name and laugh just because it's raining.
Doesn't that bring you joy to know that others are laughing because of you?
It does a little bit. But I'm very cautious in the rain in Ghana now.
Well, now everyone listening, when it rains, we will all think of Clara Brown falling and have a good laugh.
On multiple occasions.
Because we love you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so coming up, actually, we will be in Longview this weekend.
Texas.
Hey. So if you're in the area.
Howdy.
We're having an event for the Pearl House in Longview, Texas. Guess what, though? I'm so excited. We have to make one stop, Claire, on the way to Longview. Do you know where it is going to be?
Is it Bucky's?
Yes!
I've never been.
You never been to Bucky's?
No.
I already know the snack I'm going to purchase for our road trip.
Okay. I'm excited.
Yeah. I can't tell you. It's going to be a surprise.
I have to wait 3 days.
Yes. You'll be fine.
I don't know if I'll be able to sleep.
Well, you call me.
I'm excited to understand what the hype is.
Yes. Bucky's. It's definitely an experience. So if you've been to Bucky's, let us know and what your favorite snack is.
Oh, yes. Give me some ideas.
Yeah. There you go. We're getting ready. 3 days we'll be there. So come to Longview if you're in the area. And we will see you next week with another amazing Pearl House story.
Thank you for listening to the Pearl House podcast. If you'd like to know more about how you can make a difference, visit thepearlhouse.org.